all that belongs to the Father is mine. That is why I said the Spirit will take what is mine and make it known to you. You know how I hate the words, oh my God, don't you? I already spoke about that once. Oh my God, oh my God. And there's a, then the ad comes up with a bunch of little children where the garage doors open, and you hear a chorus of children say, oh my gosh. It's interesting because it's okay for children to say a word that isn't quite God, but in all the programs that relate to the building of houses and changing rooms from one house to the other house and so on, people, there's just a chorus, an endless chorus of, oh my God, oh my God, you know, and it bothers me very much. I always have the temptation to say when I hear it, to whom are you praying? Why are you calling on God all the time? Do you believe in God? Do you believe in God? Of course you believe in God. No, I don't believe in God. That's why I'm always puzzled by the use that we have made of God's name, even in the number of things that where we have changed it from God to gosh or gee. Yeah, we use that. And then we think of the second commandment, which says don't take God's name in vain. And then you hear God being used all the time by a whole lot of people who have no intention of making that a prayer in their life. I always want to say to them, I'm not God, sorry. And when they say, oh my God. I told you the story, I think, about a boy from the confirmation class that they had in Calgary. We visited with the family by some accident along the road between near Invermere in Alberta and between BC and Alberta. And when we were there, we had no place to stay overnight. And we ran into this boy's mother and sister-in-law by accident. Can you imagine the accident occurring when they are in a car driving along the highway at full speed, and we have parked at the side of the road for the sake of taking a picture? The hoodoos of BC. Anyway, I was taking so long because this van stopped and went into the area where I was taking a picture and turned around and came back. And I looked and I said, oh, Donna, oh, Deanna. And they said, yeah, that's us. There, Donna's husband had died, and this was on the Sunday of the long weekend in August, and we are on the road looking for some place to stay overnight. And of course, August long weekend, there isn't anything left in any of the motels along the road. And so we're driving along merrily and thinking, well, if we don't get anything here, we might get something in Calgary. Anyway, they turned around and invited us to come to their place. Donna said, well, you can't go on. You have to come for supper. And you have to stay overnight. So, okay, away we went into the park where they were. And Deanna, the daughter-in-law, went to all the boys and said, you've got to see your mother. They both thought, oh my, that must be something, no, gee, there must be something wrong with mom, because dad just died, you know, what's mom like? And they came running over to her place where we were standing inside sort of a tent cover. And the little boy came in and said, oh my God. And I said, no, I'm Pastor Val. And so I've always had this connection with that particular story in my life. All joking about, joking aside, however, what do we know about our God? We know God as a hidden God. mysterious God, a spirit. What do we know about God, and how does God apply in our lives? That's why I read that again. And I encourage you to listen to the words of hymns, because all of that stuff in the hymns is written to glorify the God in whom we believe. One of the real classy theologians in our world today, because he died in 1942, but he said these things: the world wants a God it can take into account and exploit, or it wants no God at all. The world makes God gods for itself according to its wishes, and the hidden God it doesn't want or know. The young man who came to me last night said, I think of myself as an agnostic, or maybe even an atheist, because he's now married into a family that has a deep faith. And he sees that faith in all kinds of people around him at a gathering like last night. And his cousin, who was the object of that 30-year anniversary last night, is a very strong church member at Fergus. So many of the things that were happening there last night were of the nature that we would have in a family that has faith in God. For instance, we had a grace offered by her pastor, also a young woman pastor, before the meal. And it took a long time to settle the people down, although she was standing there waiting to say grace. Because the world is not used to that anymore. The world doesn't really care whether we have grace for meals or not.